Scott's on the line. G'day, Scott.
G'day, Ray. How are you, mate?
Well, pal, what's happening?
Oh, Ray, I just wanted to get something off my chest, mate. I live out here in central west New South Wales, and my wife organised our 10-year wedding anniversary, a surprise trip down to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Mate, which was great, but I grabbed a coat before I left home and raced down to Canberra, boarded the plane, went from Canberra to Melbourne, came out of Melbourne Airport, was a bit cold, got my coat out of my bag and put it on, mate, and I had a pocket full of bullets from shooting some foxes the night before.
So where was that, your cabin baggage, or was that...
No, it wasn't, Ray. We put it on, put it through.
Yeah, put it through as baggage going in the hold, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, mate. And it just alarmed me that, one, I wasn't pulled up, and, two, that you can board a plane in the nation's capital and fly to Melbourne, and we're meant to be on high alert, and no one picks up...
How long ago this happened, Scotty?
Mate, it happened on Thursday.
Last Thursday.
Yeah.
So you put the jacket in your checked baggage.
Yep.
How many bullets did it have in it?
Oh, mate, half a dozen.
Yeah, that is a great concern. Just, Scotty, can you stay there? We'll handle this appropriately. Just stay there. And from Scotty, I'll get the flight details and don't want to get anyone in trouble, but you'd be hoping that if someone inadvertently had bullets in their jacket, in their booked luggage, that someone would find out about it. Seems bizarre.